Glory Nation to this special edition of His Glory News. We are spreading the good news from east to west and north to south, and I am Janice White, and I am going to have my great friend on today, Miriam from Moms on a Mission, to discuss some news headlines, some of which are about the children, the push for transgender ideology in the school systems, as well as the church who defied COVID lockdowns and the consequences they face, but also how they are fighting back. So thank you for being with us today for this special edition of His Glory News. Miriam, thank you so much again for being with me today. I just love talking about these crazy headlines with you and just getting your wisdom and discernment. So thank you so much for being with me again today.
Thank you, Janice, for having me.
So I'm going to jump right into this first topic, and this comes from the Epoch Times, and it's about a transgender coach who changes in front of Pennsylvania high school students. Now, this, again, was from the Epoch Times, and it was a part-time transgender tennis coach in Pennsylvania who has made many parents uncomfortable after the incident. Now, the school board is divided on whether or not to renew the coach's contract. David Yates, who now goes by Sasha and identifies as a woman, but obviously is a biological man, back in the fall of 2022, entered the girls' locker room where the girls' soccer team was actually changing, and he changed as well, stripping down and displaying his panties and bra, where the kids stated later that they could clearly see the outline of his genitalia, and confirming, of course, that he was a man, not a woman. And another incident also occurred where a 16-year-old girl was in the bathroom and this very same coach entered and she found herself alone with him. And she later told her father she was very uncomfortable and that he had tried to strike up a conversation with her. And she was so uncomfortable, in fact, that she reached out on her cell phone to her softball coach, letting somebody know that she was in the bathroom with this coach, and to let them know what was going on. Now, when the girl's father told the school his concerns, they said they were not rehiring the coach as it was the end of the season. Yet this year in 2023, he reapplied under his female name, so that was Sasha, and his hiring was put on hold while the board was deadlocked on whether or not to hire him back on. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on this. I mean, these are very dangerous situations that we're putting these girls in, you know, in a locker room, in a confined space with a biological male. Miriam, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, we need to remember that being in a locker room is a very vulnerable setting. You know, I just think about as an adult and we go into maybe locker rooms for a gym, or, you know, there are women's locker rooms in, you know, massage areas, you know, massage businesses, and you know, they have the women's area of changing, the men's area, and it's a very vulnerable situation, even for adults. So, you know, then you think about a teenager, which they're uncomfortable probably changing in front of just their fellow peers, whether it's the men with the men, the women with the women. But to do that and put a male, an adult, just from a factual standpoint, it is not a woman. Obviously, if you can see the intact genitalia, it's abusive. I mean, you're already in a vulnerable situation, and you're bringing in this man, and then, you know, you're shaming these girls, trying to make them feel, you know, guilty because they're uncomfortable. And that is the sad thing, is that this is child abuse. And the fact that I was reading this article, you know, several times it talked about this unnamed person kept talking about, you know, well, you know, you don't want to fire this person because of a lawsuit, and just instilling fear and planting these seeds of fear and of legal recourse. And then the board did not let this coach go. And then I have to say that when he brought David Yates, became Sasha Yates, and they said they would not hire this man back at the end of the year. And then he just, you know, he snuck through under the name Sasha, and there was nobody on the wall, like, you know, Nehemiah, you know, watching on the wall, there was nobody watching and guarding to make sure that this didn't happen. And this gentleman just snuck right through under the name Sasha. And then this other person came and said, well, you can't fire him. You know, we're worried about legal recourse. Yes. And it's just, we need to stand up for truth. And whether you're saved or you're not saved, whether you know the truth as Jesus Christ or not, this is unsafe for our women, our girls. Yeah.
Biological males should be in no space with a minor, period. I'm sorry. That's the way it should be. When you're in the school system, there should be no biological males anywhere near the girls' soccer team or any other girls' sports team. And you hit the nail on the head. Right. You know, they're talking about it being, well, we don't want to discriminate. We don't want to get into legal repercussions. But at what point do people start just focusing on right and wrong? And putting these girls in this dangerous situation and say, you know what? No, it's not worth it. And just standing up for what's right. Everybody, I truly feel most people understand what could potentially happen here and truly are concerned. So why do so many people want to tiptoe around and say, well, we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, or, you know, we're afraid of the potential legal repercussions. What happens if a girl gets raped? Do you know the repercussions of that? That's going to haunt them
for
the rest of their life.
It happened in Loudoun County. It happened in Loudoun County. I mean, it happened. And that is exactly the potential for things to go south and for these girls, these precious girls, to get harmed. And that's not the only place that it's happened. I mean, you know, some other stories, they go in there and they're scantily clothed and they're making inappropriate comments and they're physically excited to see these girls. I mean, it's just demonic at its core. And you touched on something, Janice, that I wanted to talk about, and that is being governed by feelings and making decisions on feelings versus the truth. And that is the whole aim, if you will, the whole method of the left. And that is to make decisions based on feelings. I mean, when you can't, you know, you're talking about a woman and you can't define a woman. I mean, we can define a woman. They're choosing not to because that boxes them and puts them into a corner. That's what it is. It's truth versus lies. And if you can talk about feelings, then you're not anchored with the truth. Right. And so the feelings can lead you to wherever you want to go. And there's no accountability and there are no repercussions when you don't have truth as, you know, your lens and your guide.
Absolutely. And, you know, I continue to say this, if you are running for school board and you cannot make the safety of the students a priority, then you shouldn't be in that position. And so, you know, regardless of the laws, and, you know, there's really just such a push in society now to accept this. If you can't look past that and just simply look at the safety of these children, then you should not be on the board. And you need to step down and let somebody else who does have their safety at the forefront of the decisions that they make be in that role. And so I continue to say that, you know, they need to step down and let somebody else who's not afraid to take the repercussions and take on if there is litigation for the safety of these children.
Yeah. And sadly, that's happening even in Christian schools. I mean, board members are scared. They don't want to be targeted. They don't want to lose friends. And at what point, you know, what point are we going to stand up for truth and righteousness? At what point? You know, when you think about Jesus, never once did he ever back down from speaking the truth. And you can speak the truth in love, but it's all twisted. Like, oh, if you speak the truth, you're hated, because now there's a war of narrative. So if you can twist what somebody's saying and name call and make it personal, then it's just like a disguise and smoke and mirrors. Like, don't look over here, look at this, you know. And but you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the people who are running for school board positions and seats and things of that nature, I mean, they need to be bold. I mean, if you're a Christian and you're in a Christian school, there is no excuse. Joshua 1:9, God says to, you know, be strong, courageous. We're supposed to stand up and we're supposed to speak the truth in love, but we're supposed to speak the truth. We are not responsible for the outcome. We're responsible for the message of truth.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we can't conform to this world and to what society is saying about this. You have to stand up, like you said, for truth, but just genuinely what is right in the protection of these children. And so, you know, I know we've talked about this topic a lot, but, you know, you continue to see headlines like this, and it's just, you know, it's very concerning. And it's just so, to me, there's no gray here. They try to make it all gray, but it's black and white. There's right and wrong. Do what's right, stand up and protect these kids. Now, I want to jump into our next headline, which is about police stopping Antifa militants from blocking the pathway for parents who are actually protesting LGBT curriculum for minors, and none other than California. Now, this was in Los Angeles. And so we've had a lot of headlines here recently about California. So the Gateway Pundit reports the parents were marching to City Hall to the headquarters where the board was meeting to protest LGBT curriculum being forced on their minor children. And so Latino, Armenian, and other concerned parents shouted and held signs that read, "Leave our kids alone," and "Lexit is against pedophilia," as well as "Parental rights are God-given." So that's what they were there. That's what they were protesting and standing up for. And then Antifa militants and masked revolutionary communists clashed with police officers who were in full riot gear and called an unlawful assembly. Police actually arrested a few of the militants blocking the road, and there were several altercations, which many caught on tape. Now, our last, and then we'll jump into our last topic of the day after this, but I want to get your thoughts. Both of these topics, the one that I'm getting ready to bring up next as well, deal with California. But let's start with this one, Miriam. What do you think about these parents? It sounds like, you know, there is some resistance coming from California, and these parents are just fed up.
I have to say, well done. Praise God. I'm proud of those parents. We just spoke about, like, what's it going to take? What's it going to take for people to stand up? And I mean, they were unafraid, unapologetically speaking the truth and saying, "Leave our kids alone." And at some point, you know, I think the interesting thing is, I feel like people, I believe people stand up when the fight comes to their doorstep, when their children are being affected, and then they stand up. And what it's going to take is for us to all stand up and join the team, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I mean, it's just when. When are they going to come after your kids? Because this is pervasive. And I just have to say, I'm so proud of those parents for standing up. And another thing I just wanted to point out, so Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, this book has been, you know, being propagated and read for years. And one of his rules, rule 5, says, "Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It is almost impossible to counterattack ridicule. Also, it infuriates the opposition when they react to your advantage." And I mean, there are specific rules to make fun, to bully and to intimidate. And I mean, in this situation, they were actually, you know, physically harming people. But I mean, even in some situations, you see the name calling and things, and these people have been trained to do this. This didn't just happen accidentally. I mean, they've been training for this for years, and thankfully, I mean, I know we don't like that COVID happened, but thankfully it did, because it exposed all of this darkness that's been going and underground and been growing underground for years. But I'm thrilled that the parents stood up. I'm praying. And I'm thankful that the police did what they did. I'm grateful they were there. I'm grateful that they made arrests. I'm just praying that they convict these people and they don't just, like, let them out of jail like they've done in Chicago and, you know, all over the nation.
Well, you know, if it were the other way around and there was any type of altercation on the other side, this would have made national news everywhere. So right. I'll point that out first and foremost. But second, what really struck me is that these were parents, banding together from all creeds and backgrounds. So you're really starting to see some unification. And again, I've said from the beginning, you know, they really messed up when they went after the kids. Most people, I mean, it's just natural. You see it in nature as well. You will draw a line in the sand when it comes to the children, you know, and it's just instinctive that you protect your children. And so I think that, you know, while some people are scared to stand up at times, when they come after the children, that's when, you know, people finally find their backbone. And so I know a lot of people have and continue to this day to stand up for their kids. And so this was just very, I think, heartening for me to see that, you know, parents from all creeds and backgrounds, they try so hard to divide us, but instead they're locking arms and going and standing up and making a clear statement, standing up for the kids. And so I was just so happy to see that. And
I would too. And I noticed how they all had the white shirts on. And I thought, you know, there is such power and strength in numbers. I mean, whether you're standing for something true or not, there is, that's a fact. There's strength in numbers. And I noticed that as I've stood up with, you know, in situations, I find strength when there are other like-minded patriots and moms. If it's a issue at school and the moms are getting together, I mean, there is power numbers. And I loved seeing that as well.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, there's more of us than there is of them. And the majority, I truly believe, don't want to see this LGBTQ curriculum pushed in the school system. And so they're just getting tired of it being shoved down their throat. But, you know, the cool thing about this was this took place in California, which, you know, typically is the epicenter of all of these bills and laws. It starts there usually, or New York, and then it's passed down to other states. And so this is great to see this movement take place in California. So yes. I was just, you know, very happy to see this. And, you know, I hope that this continues throughout all the states. Everybody needs to support each other and stand up for the kids. Our next headline, Miriam, is also out of California. The Gateway Pundit reports that Calvary Chapel San Jose was harassed and fined by Santa Clara County for violating the COVID lockdown and mask mandates. Now, Pastor Mike McClure accused Santa Clara County of, quote, an invasive and warrantless geofencing operation to spy on worshipers, end quote. Now, he said the government used mapping software on churchgoers' cell phones, unbeknownst to them, to track them in order to see when they were on the church premises to ensure they were complying with COVID mandates. Now, the lawsuit was filed by the Advocates for Faith and Freedom, and Pastor McClure told Fox News that his church is standing up for the rights of religious people all across the country. So what the government did to spy on worshipers was not just un-American, but downright Orwellian, according to the article and one complainant. So Miriam, what are your thoughts on this? I know this has confirmed some things. I know rumors for me that I've heard that they use software like this to spy on people in churches to see who was going and who wasn't.
Well, you know, you have to remember that the Constitution protects our right to gather together, and the government, the left, has to create an emergency. So they deemed the COVID as an emergency with all these executive orders. They attempted to prohibit us from gathering in the churches, and yet, you know, the bars remain open, the strip clubs remain open, things like that. And Yeah, it's such a dichotomy, and it's so obvious. I mean, it would be bad enough, you know, if they locked down everything, but the fact that they left those open, it just shows like this is a total farce and a total lie. What I want to say about the geofencing, you're right. It confirmed a lot of suspicions for me too, but you know what it reminds me of is back in Nazi Germany, before Hitler came to power, there was a government building that was burned down, and that allowed him to create their executive orders back in the day, and started massive control systems after that happened and implemented that. And this is just like that. I mean, the fact that they are spying on these Christians and targeting, I mean, it's targeting. It's not just like this thing that happened. I mean, it's an intentional target of Christians to shut us down. And really it's a Marxist takeover of our nation. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's why, you know, these Marxists got into the universities, the commanding heights. That's why they're targeting Christians. I mean, the Marxist tentacles are reaching every element of society, whether it's the churches, whether it's the universities. And I'm proud of the church for standing up and suing and pushing back, because what they did was illegal and should in no way be tolerated.
Yeah. And, you know, there were severe repercussions for the church. They were actually fined $1.2 million for defying the COVID lockdowns. So you're going to pay the government $1.2 million because you refused to close your church. I mean, this is where we're at. This is what we saw during COVID and how bad things can get. And then look at people like Pastor Greg Locke and others who refused to close down their church, and they were also fined, and you know, some were even arrested. And so people need to remember that. That's seriously how bad things got. I mean, you actually arrested pastors and you're fining them millions of dollars for refusing to close their church. I mean, it's just unbelievable when you think about it.
Well, I have to say that, yes, they're doing that, but I have been seeing wins when churches and people stand up in the face of these crazy lawsuits with a huge amount of money that they're like, I believe Ian Smith, the gym owner in New Jersey, he had massive fines. I can't remember what it was a day, but it was thousands of dollars a day. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he just kept pushing and pushing. And the two things I will say is that, is to stand up. These churches and individuals need to stand up. And then I believe that when you stand up, that people will come around and support you. And together with God at the helm, nothing is impossible. The Bible says nothing is impossible for God. So those are the two takes that I, you know, have taken away from these two events, that and the Ian Smith, and just all around the country, is that when these churches and these pastors stand up, I believe, because we have the law behind us, we have the Constitution behind us, we have the amendments behind us, that that we will win. But we just need to not be afraid. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, in 2 Timothy 1:7. And we need to do that and know that God is our source, He is our strength. And He said to be strong, courageous. He told us that in Joshua 1:9, and he will make our path straight when we obey Him and do that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, they were obedient to Him. They refused to close their church down. And so God's going to be faithful to Him just as they were faithful, you know, by refusing to close their doors. And so you're absolutely right. And this is a great lesson for those board members who were on the fence about, you know, whether or not to keep that transgender coach who obviously has made the girls very uncomfortable and is a threat by what he did in the locker room. And, you know, if they're on the fence, they're worried about discrimination and, you know, these laws, they need to take a look at this and see that, you know what, when you do the right thing, God has your back, and typically the community has your back as well. And so you're gonna come out on top of that situation. But the thing is, the enemy will keep taking ground if you don't stand firm and fight back. And so that's where we're at. We need to fight back, and we need to not be scared to do so. We need to stand up for what's right and for the truth. And the truth will set you free, and you will always come out, you know, on the right side of that. And God will always have your back. And so He is ever faithful. Yeah.
That's right.
So, well, Miriam, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for being with me today. And I can't wait to meet with you again next week as we go over some more of these crazy headlines. So it's just so great having you as my partner in this.
Thank you, Janice. I appreciate you. And I'm so appreciative of you and His glory for sharing the truth. I think that it's hard to find truth in media today. So I'm so thankful for you and His glory for doing that.
Oh my gosh. And the same back to you. And just real quick for our viewers, where can they check out your podcast?
So our podcast is almost every day, Monday through Friday, and it's Moms on a Mission. If you go to Rumble, we're on every platform, but Rumble is the safest place because it's uncensored. So if you go to Rumble and click on Moms on a Mission and follow us, then you'll get notified of all of our uploaded podcasts. And we also have a website, momsonamission.net, and we have all of our podcasts there as well.
Perfect. Again, Miriam, thank you so much for being with me today, and I will see you again next week.
Thank you. In light of recent bank volatility and skyrocketing inflation, diversification is a must. That's why I use my good friend Andrew Sorcini at Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Beverly Hills Precious Metals makes it so easy to diversify. I personally ordered some silver and it arrived on my doorstep just a few days later. They make it so easy. And if you're not ready to do that and you just want to ask a few questions, they're there for you too. I personally got some silver and also am rolling over some of my IRA. You can actually roll over your IRA and have it be backed by silver and gold. So if you don't have any extra money to invest in silver and gold, rolling over a 401k or an IRA, or even part of it, if you just want to try it for at first, just for a little bit, you can do that as well. So go to bh-pm.com today and ask all your questions. You can connect with somebody. And like I said, you can just get some information at first if you want and pray about it, and then get back with them to roll over part of your IRA or all of it, or order some gold and silver. That's bh-pm.com. and tell them that Moms on a Mission sent you. Hey, everybody. Did you know that recent research from the CDC says that millions of Americans develop parasitic infections and symptoms often go unnoticed or are misdiagnosed? Parasites are actually the cause of many health problems such as anxiety, depression, chronic pain, fatigue, and unexplained digestive issues. We all need a common sense strategy to improve our health. Moms on a Mission encourages you to reach out to our good friend, Dr. Jason Dean. Dr. Dean's Full Moon Protocol provides all natural detoxification and fights inflammation. And the supplements are made with 100% organic ingredients and are proven to kill parasites safely and effectively. I know after I took Full Moon Protocol, I had more energy. To order your Full Moon Protocol today, go to bravetv.store/mission to save $20 off your first order. That's bravetv.store/mission. According to leading sleep experts and sleephealth.org, over 50 million Americans struggle getting a good night's rest. That's why Moms on a Mission loves MyPillow. MyPillow makes amazing pillows, sheets, mattress toppers, robes, towels, literally almost everything you need for a good night's sleep. They also make dog beds for your dog. So by going to mypillow.com, typing in the code MISSION, you not only receive a high quality product, but you're supporting Moms on a Mission and this podcast. If you like what you're hearing and you agree with it, you believe in it, and you want to support Moms on a Mission, then go to mypillow.com today and order some high quality products and just type in the code MISSION at checkout and you can save up to 66% off. That's mypillow.com, code MISSION.
Since 2014, Organic Body Essentials has offered clean, simple, certified organic skincare. Our organic face to feet and federally compliant hemp and pet products are manufactured under USDA and FDA guidelines. Our products are inspired by God using plants He created. In Ezekiel 47:12, it says, "The fruit is for food and the leaves for healing." We believe in the power of God to heal, so we pray over our products and for our customers. Our therapy in a bottle approach has been widely received, and our customers' testimonials continue to inspire us. You can find us at organicbodyessentials.com and obe.organicbodyessentials.com. Please feel welcome to reach out with questions. Use coupon code MISSION at checkout for a discount. Thank you for your support by using MISSION at checkout to benefit Moms on a Mission and their quest to reestablish traditional values in our education system and empowerment for a healthy lifestyle.